Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, this is the Secret Mom Club. I'm Safina.
And I'm Emma.
And welcome to the first of a special mini-series where we're looking back at our best bits.
We loved hearing all those clips in the Valentine's special, so we thought, why not have another trip down memory lane?
In today's best of episode, we are going to be sharing our favourite poo stories and secrets.
Of course, what else? There have been so many poo stories.
Yep, so get ready because this is all thriller, no filler, and we are talking all things shit.
Poo has been such a huge theme running through the podcast, so we need to start strong.
And I've got just a secret to kick us off. Not gonna lie, it's one of my faves, and it gave me a great new way to deal with giant poos. There is no poo story more iconic than the one and only poo knife. It's the chopper. Roll the clip.
All right, I've got one last message here. It says, hi, Safina and Emma. I resonate with lots of your stories, but the poo blockage glow stick story, a classic, really got me chuckling. And I know exactly how this feels. I have what I think is a condition where I have giant poos.
Is there a condition about giant poos?
Is this email from you?
I don't want to say I needed some more advice, but I need... No, my girl, this is not me.
I think it's because I eat lots of nuts. But who knows?
Your nuts make you have giant poos? Holy smokes.
I have loo blocking issues all the time. At home, at work, out shopping, hotels, everywhere.
Hold on a minute. Back the fuck up. You're shitting everywhere? You're shitting at home, at work, shopping, hotel?
Well, yeah.
I only shit my own loo.
I've pooed in all those places.
Wow, this is phenomenal. Okay, let's keep going.
I always moan at my husband that
I always moan when I take a massive shit. Sorry. My head was in a different space.
I always moan at my husband that loos just aren't big enough
for your giant
shit. The worst occasion was when I was going for an interview at a very high-end firm. Oh no. Whilst waiting, my nervous belly kicked in and I nipped to the client loos only to block the whole thing. There was no brush. Oh God. So I had to leave it and sit through the interview completely distracted by the thought that the receptionist might find it any minute now. Safe to say, I didn't get the job.
I now
carry around a poo knife. Like a pen knife, but a poo knife.
What? She's just chopping her shit!
You need one.
Why? This is on Amazon. Where can I get a poo knife?
Where do you get one?
Why do you get body searched and just go, sorry, you're carrying a knife, madam. It's for my shit.
It's my poo knife.
Butter knife. No, it's actually my poo knife. I chop my poo.
You said with your glow stick poo, should I chop it up?
I was in my own house.
It was in your own, the comfort of your own home.
I carry some glow sticks in my bag now.
This is even better. I carry around a poo knife, which was given to me as a present from my dear friend who knows all about my big poo struggles. I love how open she is about it. Loving the podcast from Lucy.
Oh my God, wow. She did it!
Wow! Lucy, you absolute legend. Wow. I cannot believe she's got a poo knife. Right, is it actually a poo knife? Is it a knife just for your poo? Or do you just carry a butter knife?
You can't use it for anything else. Oh, you mean like a specific...
Cheese knives are curved in a certain way? Like, is there a specific chopping?
I reckon it's like a pen knife. But okay, it's for
have we used it?
Shit.
Have we used it, Lucy? Look me in the eyes. Have we used it? Have you been out in the shopping centre, blocked the loo and started chopping?
Also, what do you do? Just like wipe it off on a bit of tissue and then wash it in the sink?
I do, like I do at home.
Wipe it on your tissue.
When you cut a loaf of bread, put that back in the drawer.
The bread knife. Give it a quick wipe, back in the drawer. Quick wipe, back in my pocket, back in my handbag.
I do that all the time. Sometimes just straight under the armpit. Back in the drawer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That hasn't had shit on it. Not
I feel like Lucy didn't follow up with the part two. We're still here waiting for the number two, Lucy. There were so many questions that still haven't been answered as to the whole situation. Like, is she chopping? Is she used it?
Let us know. The original, she was the OG. The original
Lucy will forever
poo knife. She changed the conversation. She changed the way we talk about this topic forever.
She changed our whole perspective on poo knives.
She did.
Honestly, she brought it to the table. She delivered, but yet she's not followed up with her number two. We need to know, Lucy, what is going down? Are we using this?
One of my favourite parts about that is that she blames toilets for being too small.
Yeah, the toilets. Are they just not big enough for my ginormous shit? Yeah.
You're the problem, it's you. Not the toilets. It's your massive shit.
I would say no, it's the squirrel life, it's the nuts. These nuts are making you have massive shits.
Yeah.
But in all honesty, though, also, because this was a job interview, I'm assuming you went on to have other employment. Like, there's just so much in this. There's just so much that was just not answered, was there?
So many. It's left us with more questions than answers. So
yeah,
please do get back in touch.
What a happy poo experience, honestly.
Okay, I think we should have a bit of context as to why the poo knife was such a great letter to have. So this next clip is a Soph special. Now, you're very open about your bowel movements and bum trumpets, Soph. And I think this story of yours changed the way we'll look at glow sticks forever. So without further ado, let's listen back to the glow sticks incident.
Without further ado.
Am I right?
I've been constipated. That's not news.
No, we all know about that.
No, that's not news to anybody. So after 5 days, I finally managed to take a poop.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. Honestly, did feel like I was in labour.
Did it?
Yeah.
Have you been taking anything?
A good 13 minutes. Prunes. I've been eating loads of fruit, loads of veg. Nothing shifting it. Everyone keeps saying, oh, eat all this really healthy. I am eating healthy. Believe it or not, I'm eating really healthy. I'm gaining shitloads of weight, but I'm eating healthy. I just can't get the shit out.
What if you take some laxatives or something?
I don't think you're allowed.
Oh, when you're pregnant. Okay.
No, I don't think you're allowed. So anywho, managed to birth the poo.
Right.
Huge poo. But in birthing and poo, I blocked the loo. I stood for about 17 minutes trying to flush the poo.
That has happened.
To which you get that sweat in your head and you're like, I'm going to have to cut it.
What am I actually?
Do I go to the kitchen and get a knife? Do I go to the kitchen and get a knife? Everyone was asleep. It was 5 a.m. in the morning. I didn't know what to do. So I was like, do I go to the kitchen to get a knife to cut it? No. So I carried on still trying to flush it.
At this point, what are you using? Toilet brush or anything?
No, I don't have a toilet brush because they just are just gross. Poo fests, aren't they? The poo particles. So I just kept trying to flush it and the water was getting higher and higher and I thought, fuck, it's going to flood. This time, it's now 5:20. I'm still in the toilet. The children are desperate for the loo. They can't go now because I've blocked the toilet. So I'm sweating, waiting to get in the shower because I'm naked because I was sweating so much on the toilet to get the poo out. I took all my clothes off, so I'm fully naked, trying to flush a massive shit down the toilet. So the only thing I could grab, what we had in the bath, was these really long glow sticks. We'd done like a spooky bath. And they were just left over in the bath. So I just grabbed the whole handful of them and started ramming them.
Oh, no.
I started ramming them down the toilet.
Did it work?
It did work. It took a bit of work. you know, to get it to move and shift. But then I had nowhere to put them. So I had to put them into the bath while my shower was running.
You had a shower with the shitty glow sticks.
So then I showered with the glow sticks and I thought, I'll move them later, because obviously no one knows what's happened apart from Colby and Dottie. I had no idea where I was ramming their glow sticks down the toilet. So I come home and the glow sticks...
No!
Chris moved the glow sticks.
No! Where are they?
I'm assuming he's put them in the wheelie bin.
Oh, he did throw them in the bin, at least.
Yeah, I don't think he's reused them and had another party, but it's the fact that he's touched my pooey particles. Glow sticks.
I hope he washed his hands off.
I didn't tell him.
At least the children didn't play with them. That's what I thought you were going
to
say.
I said to him, did the children mention anything? He was like, no. And I was like, don't worry if you mentioned to Dad that I was ramming the glow sticks down the toilet. I haven't told him. I haven't told
Colby and Dottie know?
Yeah, they saw me ramming the glow sticks down the toilet. And I was like, get out! Go! I was like a crazy person. Shut it up! Don't look at me! So
Chris doesn't know until he listens to this podcast.
He's not going to listen. I tell him not to listen. I say, there's nothing interesting.
Nothing for you.
There's nothing for you to see here. I don't think he'll ever listen after a shriveled up pizza dick episode.
No.
It's the fact that everyone now texts me about his pizza dick. Even from my pregnancy announcement, when people are like, oh, well.
Yeah.
His pizza dick does still work. Working.
It is so good to hear that again.
Reliving that all over again. Funny thing is Chris still doesn't know.
That was going to be my next question. Surely by now he knows. The rest of the world knows.
No, it's an untold secret. No one can ever share it with him. It is funny though when people do go out and they repeat things that have been talked about in the podcast to Chris in real life, like calling pizza dick.
The glow sticks is going to come out. It's going to come out at some point. It's too out there now. It's too public.
Honestly, I didn't ever think I'd be able to laugh at myself so much. And that's just, it was such a wonderful time to look back on and just be like, iconic moment of life, really.
It was iconic.
It worked. And it worked a treat.
Do you know what, though? You'll never have to find yourself in that situation again, because now you've got your very own poo knife.
I have got my own poo knife, yeah. But although it's now in the studio, we didn't pack it to bring it home, did we? So... heaven forbid I need my poo knife while I'm in while I'm at home.
We'll send you another
a poo chapa.
We'll send you another one.
I'll use one from the kitchen drawer. Chris will never know. Who knew this podcast would become such a home for the poo chat?
And we do love a good toilet story. So if you have anything you want to send in, email us hello@secretmumpod.com or we're secretmumpod on TikTok and Instagram.
We've got more of the poo related best bits after this break.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Welcome back to our best of episode where we're talking all things poo. And we've got another corker of a clip for you. This time it's all about the incident inside
are Emma's house.
Yeah, I can honestly say I was so happy when this happened.
We've been following Joseph's poo journey on the edge of our toilet seats, just hoping he would be able to squeeze one out. And then we were blessed with the birth of his poo. It's the floor poo clip. Roll VT.
The other night, I changed him before the bath and he had like a medium-sized poo in his nappy, but he'd kind of strained to get it out. I was like, this is normal, nothing new. I wrapped his nappy up. I was like, right, let's go up to the bath. Normally, that short journey between up the stairs to the bath is fine with no nappy on, right? So I pick him up with no nappy on.
Oh, fuck.
I go to walk him to the bath.
Oh, God.
And then I'm like, a thud hits the carpet. Like a loud thud hits the carpet. And I thought he must have dropped a toy or something, but I didn't think he was holding anything. Stepped back and looked at it. A huge, huge poo had fallen out of him.
Oh, my God.
Onto the rug. I couldn't believe.
He pooed.
He pooed.
A massive poo.
A massive poo. Like, I think this has been clogging him up for weeks. Months.
Wow.
Weeks, if not months. Like, it was... When I say huge, like if it came out...
Did you take a picture?
Absolutely.
Thank God. Why have you not sent it to me? I want a comparison with your arm.
I'll show you. I'm not going to put it on social media because no. It's a little bit embarrassing for him. But
well, yeah, we can't...
I was so pleased. Honestly, I couldn't stop thinking about it for ages afterwards. Like, if it came out of me, I'd be relieved. And he's only little.
Wow.
It was huge.
If you heard it drop as well, that's
I heard it drop.
If somebody saw my sister, mine and my sister's WhatsApp chat, we'd probably go to prison. Because we send the most random shit on WhatsApp chat.
Actual shit.
Yeah, literally.
But I didn't realise. Wow. I think the change of position had probably helped him.
So
I
was holding him. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago about touching the poo. So did you pick it up?
No. So basically, this is what happened. I was holding him to me and I feel like bending his legs up like that had helped him get something out. It released something in him. So he let that out and I was like, Stefan, come and have a look at this.
So you were holding him and he pooed?
Yeah, but it didn't go on me. It just literally like...
So you created like a little Play-Doh.
I squeezed it out of him. Somehow it was amazing.
Wow.
And then I said, Stefan, come and have a look at this. Because we've been waiting for this moment for months. I didn't realise he was still going. So Stefan walks into the living room, second bit of poo. Stefan treads straight in it in his socks. I'm like, oh no, move out of the way. Third bit of poo comes out on the rug. I'm like, this poo's just not gonna stop coming. What is happening?
Oh my God.
I know. Me and Stefan were like, this, and he was crying because I think he was like upset at the sensation of like not pooing in a nappy.
Yes.
Because he's never had that before.
No. I was going to say, this is a huge moment for Joseph because he doesn't even like pooing on the potty.
No. Well, no. He's never tried to poo on a potty, but I feel like that it might help him.
But you massage him normally to poo.
Yeah.
With his nappy on.
Yeah.
This is huge for Joseph.
It's huge news, honestly. And I sent it to...
So was there a fourth lump of poo?
That was it then. Oh. I whisked him up to the bath. Thank God Stefan was there because I had to take him up to the bath to get him clean.
Clean all the poo up.
Stefan's on Operation Shit Clean. Operation Poo. Get the socks straight on a hot wash. I mean...
I would have been the socks.
It was...
Not going to lie.
Yeah, probably should have. Put them on a 90 degree wash, so we'll see how they turn out.
But... Come out the size of Joseph's socks.
I can't tell you how much I still think about that incident. And it was probably like 3 or 4 months ago now. And I think about it like a lot.
I what is more funny, which I don't think we've told anybody, is just how much Stefan hates poo chat.
Yeah. He does. I mean, having a baby has made him a little bit more open, but he definitely, like, he's not really a toilet humour kind of guy. But with me and Joseph around, he doesn't have much choice, you know?
He generally asked Emma as to why we talk about shit so much. And I just said, it's because we are full of shit, you know? But I kudos to Joseph. That's in there. That's core memory, that.
Honestly.
That's something you're never going to forget.
Sometimes the picture comes up on my memories on my phone and I just look back at it and I think, God, what a great day.
What a great day for Joseph, honestly. I've even seen the pictures and it was truly iconic.
Yeah, I've sent it to a few people and really they couldn't believe it. And for people who are wondering, because I have had questions, Stefan's socks came out absolutely fine.
They washed up a dream. He would have never known.
No, they came out a treat. But what a day. What a day for us in this house, honestly. We'll look back fondly for years.
Fondly. I think they should be framed, in all honesty. Why have we not got them in the studio? I believe that when we return to studio, we need some of the poo pictures in there.
I'll get them printed.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
All right, we've got another clip here, and this time it's not a human poo story.
Nope, and it's a little tragic. It was the most poo I've ever had to deal with, and you know how giant mine can be.
All right, let's get straight into it. So I hope you enjoy the dog poo.
So we went on a dog walk. Yeah? Make sure everyone has a wee before you leave. No one needs to wee. No, we're all good for a wee. Going to go out the door, Chris says, you know what, I'm just going to stay home. You stay home, put your feet up. We're going to have just a nice little walk, me and the babies and the dogs. Great. Everyone's weed. Bladders are empty. Key part of this story, okay? Mm. Bladders are empty.
Got it.
Okay, so off we go. We're having a lovely time on our walk. So we're just poodling along. We get nearly to our destination. Colby all of a sudden just dropped the dog leads. Dog leads just dropped. So there's me, not only bolting for the dogs, the children are bolting for the dogs, but no one can actually catch the dogs because the dogs are far too fast. The dogs miraculously stopped, so we're caught up with the dogs, only to pick the lead up, hold the lead to put it back in my hand, to find that the leads are covered in dog shit. Not even my own dog. They're not my own dog's poop. Yeah. So not only did I do that, turn round to Colby, also covered in another dog's poo.
Oh no, how did that happen?
He must have touched the leads, picked the dog up. There was poo flying around everywhere. Poo just seems to circulate around me, doesn't it?
It always comes back to poo with you.
Because I talk a lot of shit. Yeah. But you know, he was covered in poo. To then turn over to Dottie, not only reaching, vomiting.
No.
At the smell of the dog poo. She wouldn't come near me because I had dog poo all over my hands.
I wouldn't either, to be fair.
But to top it all off, which was great once I got the situation sorted, I used my own self to wipe down Colby, of course. No children wanted to walk next to me. So they're just running off ahead while I'm just stood back here
covered in
dog poo. Dog poo leads. They're like, let's go to the park. I was like, why don't we just go home, drop the dogs off.
Go to the park.
No, still need to go to the park. We have to go to the park. You promised the park. No one in the park stood near me.
I'm not surprised.
Because I stank of dog shit. And then to top it off, Colby needed a wee. So I had to assist him in the bush with a wee, covered in dog shit, while then one of the dogs tried to drink the wee.
Oh my God.
Colby was flying wee everywhere because he was like, no, she's going to bite my willy.
And Dottie's been sick.
Dottie's just still hanging out basically on the zip line like, wow, yeah, I'm having a great time. got home to Chris. He was like, I've had a lovely time, have you? I had a fucking laugh. He was like, you've only been out 45 minutes. What the fuck happened? I don't know. Everything happened to me. But that's a one-off. It's not all the time.
No, it's not for me. Children and pets, no thank
They're
you.
They're not just for Christmas, They're okay? They're not. Please think seriously. Please think
seriously.
Think seriously.
Stay at home next time.
I am. Thank God the sun's here because it's too hot to walk the dogs. So now they're just getting a licky pad for half an hour in the garden. To be fair, people say it's the best thing for dogs, isn't it? It's the same as having a walk, a licky pad.
What's a licky pad?
You basically put like yogurt on it, a bit of fruit, a bit of peanut butter, some dog ice cream, freeze it for a little bit, then give it to the dogs.
Yeah, stay at home next time.
Yeah, I'm going
be
to.
Be more Chris.
Channel my inner Chris.
Well, there you go. It's quite a bittersweet memory, that one, isn't it?
I know.
Because I just feel like it's such a fantastic memory to, honestly, listening back, though, I do actually cherish it a little bit. But obviously, as some may know and some may not know, that the doggies are living their best lives with their new famalambs.
Yeah. Someone else is dealing with their poo habits now.
Yeah. To be fair, the irony of the whole story was that it wasn't actually my dog's shit. It was another dog's poo. Okay. So if you are one of the owners that don't pick up your doggy poop, that was your cue. There is one mum out there, hella in shit, knees deep in a whole lot of dog crap because someone didn't pick it up, you know? So anything we can take from this is if you're a dog owner, pick up your shit.
Let that be a lesson to you.
Let that... Cheers. cherish the moment, though. Even just the back then, I even felt the, I could even smell it, you know?
Oh.
You know, when you talk about a memory and you can still smell it. Yeah, yeah, that came flooding back. That was great. So it's time for the final clip. Now, this one took us completely by surprise.
This is actually my favourite ever secret that we've had.
It needs no introduction. It's the pink poo.
This one says, hi, Safina and Emma. Something happened to me yesterday that I am not proud of.
Shit, share.
I was picking up my 7 and 9-year-olds from an after-school drama club, which is 20 minutes away from home. Upon arrival, I realised I was desperate for a wee. And after 3 kids in 4 years,
wow, cool,
my ability to hold has never been quite the same. Wow, yeah, I'm not surprised. There is a derelict building opposite the drama studio where I had parked, and so I decided I would take a quick wild wee.
We love a wild urination.
I went round the back of the building, checked there were no CCTV cameras, squatted down, and much to my surprise...
Oh God.
This is a twist. Plot twist. I delivered a gigantic shit. I was part laughing and part scared someone would see me.
Oh God.
It's the unexpected poo. Oh, to my surprise.
Surprise. I'm taking a shit in the wild. It's not even in the wild. It's the building opposite the drama studio. We're not in the New Forest here.
No. We're in the middle of a town somewhere, I would imagine. Thankfully, I had some tissue in my pockets. That's because you've got 4 children. So I finished up, grabbed some hand sanitizer from the car door and went to collect my boys with a smile on my face. Herself as well.
I love how happy she is. I thought she was one gonna ante back her bum hole. I don't know what was happening with the chocolate starfish. What are we doing with the poo? Have we left the poo?
Yeah, I think so. She said, I don't know why, but I told my boy about the wild poo. My 7-year-old then announced that he could see it from across the road. As I was so proud of the size of my delivery, I walked him around the back of the building to see it.
Fuck. Rate my poo, kids.
This has gone so much further than I ever thought.
This has really escalated.
My stomach hurts.
I felt like I was going to
my baby hurts. Oh my God. He turned the corner, stopped, smirked, and without saying anything, he walked back to the car, shaking his head. On the drive home, I was reiterating to him that he was not to tell anyone. He said he understood and agreed. Fast forward 20 minutes, we arrive home. He walked into the house and said to his 4-year-old sister, who is a right gossip, you won't believe the size of the poo Mum did in the car park. It was like a pink poo emoji.
Oh, gosh.
I hadn't noticed, but I... I hadn't noticed, but I had eaten a large quantity of beetroot the night
before. So she had not only did she shit in a car park, she had a bright pink poo. What?
And she hadn't even noticed. She said, I had a large quantity of beetroot the night before and thinking back. This is so well written. Thinking back, my turd was a little pink. I'm now petrified I'm going to be the talk of the playground. And the story of my pink poo will haunt me for a long time. Love, 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 listening to you both. Anonymous.
Fuck. I wish you wasn't.
What a fucking cop out. What? Tell us your full name and location.
Guilty conscience. Guilty as charged. I just want to know about the derelict building. There's going to be builders that are going to turn up to a big crusty pink shit. That's going to have just amalgamated to just this rock hard.
Unicorn poo.
Just hanging out with this unicorn shit today.
She had noticed the shit was bright pink.
How did she wipe? She's obviously not a wipe and look. I wipe and look.
She had tissue with her.
Exactly. So how do you know how much you wiped if you don't look?
Do you know what would be amazing?
I don't think it was a clean break.
I think this is why she felt quite... Yeah, I think this is why she felt so satisfied.
What do you mean?
This is
a clean break?
Magic poo.
Stop it.
Magic poo. No wiping required. The best.
Fuck.
The best.
So what? She's wiped. There's nothing even there.
Maybe.
So not only has she had an impromptu poo,
yeah,
she's also had a clean break.
But she's gone back to have a look at it and not even
taking
realize
the children back
that it's
to rape
pink. Extra points for the colour, I say.
Honestly, name yourself, because you... We had Claire for president, but unfortunately we're gonna have to demote you, Claire. And we're gonna have to put Anonymous forward for president.
Anonymous for president.
For her unicorn shits.
Oh my god.
So good. It was the fact that it just kept going and going and going.
Oh my god. That was one of my favourites we've ever had. It was just so well written, and the twists and turns, like the wee that turned into a poo. Then the poo she did do was bright pink. I mean,
and it was the phantom poo, that there was no poo on the tissue when she wiped, but she also took the children back to look at it, but never examined the poo herself to see that she'd had a unicorn shit.
It just has got everything. Just the best story.
And we would like to say that they haven't come forward. She is still president, anonymous president, that still stands as feature on the podcast. And we will pray the day that she messages us again.
Yes, I'm anonymous equally... letter writer, reveal yourself.
Maybe you could let us know if they've started building on the building on the grounds yet. That would be great.
Let us know if you've returned to the scene of the crime and it's still there.
We're gonna have to add a pink emoji poo in a frame to our wall of fame in this studio when we're back.
Yes.
Just have a wall of just shit. Just full on shit wall.
Oh, I love it so much.
Oh, I've loved listening to all these clips again.
Yeah, we really do talk about poo a lot.
So much.
If you've got any poo stories, you can send them in. Email us hello@secretmumpod.com or we're secretmumpod on TikTok and Instagram.
And we'll see you next time on the
Secret Mum Club.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.